Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe. Because a lot of people have been very patient. Well, and the most impressive aspect baked into all of it, there's so many different ways you can go here. Go player, you can go coach. Hell, yeah, Jerry Stackhouse, the rejoin. That defensive mindset, you know he was getting on his players defensively throughout that game.
I mean, it was incredible. It was the worst offensive half for Minnesota all year. I thought they did a great job defending without fouling. They did a great job boxing out Rudy Gobert, who's just going to get a lot of fouls because it's difficult to box him out. Thought they did a good job going straight up on him. I thought they did a great job drawing fouls and loose balls by GP2 diving on the floor. Just unbelievable efforts. Pat Spencer diving on the floor. So many guys brought their A game. A couple of defensive lapses, which it felt like they cleaned up. And they've got to do a better job with Ant Edwards. But he's spectacular.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So, look, I understand, Steph, hanging over everything, that's as good of a win as I can remember. And I can't control what's going to happen with Steph. We'll find out. I'm not going to lose my mind. If he's out, there's no doubt. There's a lid on expectations.
Yeah.
But if he's not, you know, done for the whole entire playoffs, I still think that they're got something. I really do. And the fact that all these guys got an opportunity to play and pretty much all of them feel good about themselves, I think there's a lot of silver linings, even though I understand wanting to feel Debbie down. You accomplished what you needed. You got the win in Minnesota, the game that no one thought they had a chance in, myself included.
I thought they could split. I didn't think it'd be in game one. We talked about yesterday. I had Warriors in six prior to it. And I thought both teams will split and, credit to them. They took it in game one, and that rest versus rust they were talking about in the NBA and TNT broadcast, Brian Anderson and Stan Van Gundy. Maybe there was something to that yesterday, but again, I think that bled in from the Timberwolves, who weren't shooting well in that first series against the Lakers. Lakers are just shooting even worse than them, and that just shows you how bad that team was. But again, each series is its own different thing, right? I can't take fully what Minnesota did to the Lakers, just like I can't take fully what the Warriors were doing to the Rockets. Every single series, it's going to be his own little nucleus, if you will. It's going to be a little different as this series progresses to game two tomorrow, but we're talking about game one today.
And to your point, yeah. Steve Kerr went from playing a grand total of like 8 or 9 guys in game 7.
Oh, yeah.
To, let me play 9 guys in the first 15 minutes, 12 right. minutes of the game.
Yep.
10 if we go to the first part of the quarter. So it completely different opening of the book, starting fresh, whole new page. Let's go to the callers.
Let's go to the phones. Dave and Vallejo kick things off.
What's
here
up,
on the Morning Rose. Dave, good morning. How are we feeling about that win yesterday, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, I'm feeling like a warrior, man. We're in the middle of a battle. We got one, and we got to keep fighting.
Sounds like you're fighting right there with that wind in the background. Thank you, Dave, for the call. 888-957-9570. His message said, I want to give Kevon Looney props. And absolutely.
Looney was awesome.
Loondog.
Was awesome.
Like the box score. And again, for guys like Kevon Looney, the box scores, I can tell the whole story. He had a basket, and then he had 2 steals, and he had 2 clutch offensive rebounds when he needed it the most. He actually had a nifty play off DiVincenzo
yes.
to save it.
Yes.
Where he was falling out of bounds. Threw it off of his ankle, and that was huge. I thought DiVincenzo was not having his best game. I thought he was getting picked on at times defensively. Pat Spencer,
he was hacking.
He was at one point, he was like standing over Buddy Hield, or not Buddy Hield, it was Jimmy Butler. And I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like trying to like go at him, get like do like
and
this.
Draymond.
And Draymond ran quickly. He's like, all right, dude.
Saint Draymond.
Hey, Draymond played controlled game, emotions, everything. 18 points for him, 8 boards. They needed every single part of that Draymond Green yesterday. I was so impressed, especially with 5 personal fouls and not falling for the bait that was yesterday and a lot of flopping at times from the stifled tower, Rudy Gobert.
When the franchise's greatest player is out, there's a running joke that Draymond also emotionally, mentally, and then at times physically gets himself kicked out of the game.
Yes.
Yesterday was the complete opposite of that, and I think he deserves a ton of credit because it's one of the finest moments of leadership that I've seen him display as a warrior. Like, I truly believe that. He was everything that he's talked about in terms of a champion of change. Yesterday was on full display. When you don't have Steph, they literally announce it on air. Who was the sideline reporter?
I'll get it in a second. Continue.
They basically announce it. 4-minute mark. Curry out. Wow. And then Naz Reid goes down. And then Draymond went on a masterclass of just defense and offense, hitting buckets. He banged another 3. And I thought they finished that second quarter as the news is coming out. Steph Curry's not there. On a high note, 31 points for Minnesota in the first half. I thought that set the tone.
Lauren Jabara, I think it was yesterday, it might have been, for NBA and TNT, the sideline reporter, 888-957-9570. This segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. We're talking your emotions right now, Dub Nation, are what? And again, same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's 888-957-9570. Let's go to Queen T in Discovery Bay.
What's up?
Queen T, good morning. How we feeling?
Good morning, Dub Nation. First time caller here, but a long time listener. How are you guys this morning?
Thank you so much.
I am loving your energy this morning, Queen T.
Let's go.
You're putting a smile on my face. What do you got?
You know what? I got to say this. If we want to win, put Spence in. Just so you know, that boy's heart, his passion he has for the game, he has shown up every time for us. I mean, headbutt, kicked out all emotions. His energy is just changing the game. I mean, the next thing I got to talk about is Mr. Buddy. He's not a shot blocker, but a rim protector, right? Our defense last night was off the hook. Okay, Draymond, we love your passion. Thank you so much for showing up and showing us, you know what a real contender is. You predicted that we're going to win. We're going to win because of what you did last night. You showed up for us. You didn't let your emotions get involved. You didn't let none of that stuff come out. You know what? Thank you, Draymond. The other person I want to give shots out to is Mr. Looney. Looney last night, man. Ooh, he was so on point. His rebounds he had in the last 6 minutes. Rebounds in the fourth. He had 12 offensive. And what are my stats here? I was so fired up last night watching you guys. I got my notes ready last night.
You're good.
Hey, don't worry. We're good.
Queen T, great call. Discovery Bay. Call more. First time, long time. We appreciate it. 888-957-9570. Buddy Hield, yeah, not known for a blocker at the rim. A shot, what did she call it? A shot blocker? Rim protector?
Rim protector.
Yeah, no, he was great. I love Buddy's defense. But he was draining. He was doing what we needed Buddy to do, making 3-point shots. And he was taking some. He's got an and one.
Yeah.
And one, Buddy.
And he had the left-handed layup, scoop layup.
At one point, we even forget. He was 0-of-8 from beyond the arc. And we're like, yeah, whatever. Kept shooting, though.
Hey, he was great. He was exactly what the doctor ordered. And Pat Spencer, look, I am all in on the Pat Spencer experience. Love I've it. Been on it for months.
The mustache for me, it's the best.
My favorite memes are the ones that are like the old memes that have been around forever on the internet, but you insert whatever the most current topic is. So there's the one where the guy has the girlfriend, he's holding her hand, and he's walking past them in the street, and he looks back at the other one. So I've got one now. It's Draymond holding the hand of Curry, looking back at Pat Spencer.
That's good.
As you can see it on the YouTube. Thanks. And then my other favorite one is, you know, there's a freeway on like exit ramp. And if you go straight, you stay on the Curry lane. But if you take a hard right and you take the freeway exit, we're going Spency time. And the car is just burning out of control going Spency time. Pat Spencer, dude.
Hey.
Everybody knows them a Pat Spencer in their life.
You're the Pat Spencer of my life. You're a grinder, dude. You're out there balling every single day.
More Draymond, but that's okay.
It's all right. Hey, you want to hear from Pat Spencer?
I run hot.
We got Pat Spencer post-game sound.
He deserves it.
That means we got to play it.
Podium.
Hey, Pat.
Podium Pat.
Hey, Pat. How do you stay ready?
Man, I love the work, so that's easy. You know, I think the best part for me is I'm wired a little bit differently. I'm going to compete every time I step on the floor, so I'm not scared of anybody across the lines. And the work is the work, man. I put in the work all year in and year out, so excited to get the opportunity. Unfortunately, it had to be Steph going down to get in. Like I said, get him back ASAP. I think we can make a run here.
Yeah, Rolex wearing,
yeah.
Jet flying, limo driving, shot calling, son of a gun, Pat Spencer, sounding like a coach. Woo! I mean, I'm so here for Pat Spencer. We got Pat's. We had an Ian Clark game about 10 years ago, and it sticks in my head for the rest of time. Pat Spencer with the hook shot off the top of the glass on Rudy Gobert's face. If you didn't jump up and go, Spencer, I don't know who you are.
It was so funny. Stan Van Gundy's like, yeah, I don't know if that's the shot you want. Or like his first attempt was a running hook shot. And then he did it again. And then Stan was like, well, maybe that's his shot. I don't know. So it worked. Yeah.
Look,
it worked.
I know that people think I guess it's a joke or whatever. I truly believe this. He is not a starting player in the NBA. No one says that. He's an NBA player. He's a legit NBA player, and they have run amok trying to find these backup point guards over the years. Now, look, some might think Pajemski, who starts the majority of games, is a backup point guard.
Yeah.
Let's just say he's not, and let's throw him to the side. He's a starter. You could do a hell of a lot worse than Pat Spencer as a third point guard or a backup point guard. Trust me, I watched the Warriors do a lot worse. Brad Wanamaker.
What did Goober call him? Wanamisser? That was all time.
Look, they had CP3 last year. I'm telling you, CP3 couldn't guard anyone, right? And it felt like when he got his offensively, no one else was going.
Right.
And he had games. I'm not here to say that he didn't have games. Pat Spencer brings a level of athleticism on both ends of the floor this team dramatically needs. He fought for multiple big rebounds, multiple big possessions that were on the floor diving. He got a charge call. Pat Spencer was doing things.
888-957-9570. Not quite the Brazilian blur, if you will, but you know what? He's fundamentally sound.
Yes.
That's what he does, and I swear he gets so much space and separation whenever he's taking a shot, whether it's driving, whether it's stopping, whether the footwork, everything. The things that you can control as a player like Pat Spencer, he does so well, and it translates on big moments because the moments don't look too big because he's been here before. Like, there is something to be said about guys that have taken different types of paths that have had to play overseas. What are you laughing at? What are you looking at?
Text line is just coming in with Pat Spencer stuff. I got it. What is it? The Boxer and Gerson text
line? Mark Injury Attorney's text line. Okay. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Pat Spencer is Fitzmagic.
That's not bad. That's actually a great comp.
Pat Spencer has dethroned Joe Ingles as the number one YMCA-looking player in the NBA.
That's pretty good. I'm not mad at that.
Every time I think of Pat Spencer and I see him, I think of Peter from Deadpool, played by actor Rob Delaney. That is spot on.
Now, he looks like Uncle Rico. Like, but Uncle Rico actually got like another shot, but yes. Now he's back and he's like, how much you want to bet I could throw a football over Dem Mountains? How much you want to bet I could shoot a basketball over Dem Mountains right
Pat
now?
Pat Spencer needs a 24-hour fitness contract right now.
Let's go to Adam in SF, who's actually in New Jersey. Okay, it's a little inception here. Adam, what you got, man? How we feeling about the Warriors win?
I will say, okay, obviously got to feel good, right? You lose your best player. We had that big lead. We held. We built an even bigger lead. We held on. We got the win. Like, you know, that was a gritty effort. I love Steve Kerr's, I think the right word to use is manipulation of the lineups in the sense of, like, you just played a game 7 48 hours ago. You can't just play all your main guys, especially with Steph going out an exuberant amount of minutes. And every guy that came in off the bench, like, you know, gave a little spark. I'm happy for Kuminga that he was able to contribute. He still looked a little wacky out there, but it's like, hey, we needed those points. That three he hit was huge. Gary Payton's timely threes in the fourth were huge. Looney was amazing. But your question was like the emotion. Like, no, as soon as Steph walks back to the locker room, it's like, all right, maybe he's cramping up. But then the news that he's out and it's a hamstring. Like, no, I mean, I was going into the third quarter, even up 23, like, what are we going to do for the rest of this series? However, Steve Kerr is a good enough coach that that's why you went and got Jimmy Butler, right? And you have a bunch of players around him that you can still, you know, be competitive in. You can still win games in. So I'm happy about the win. We stole game one. That's huge. So we'll see what happens the rest of the time. I'm going to go talk to the NBA review board up here in Secaucus in 28 minutes. So I'll let you guys know how that meeting goes.
Thank you. That's Adam in San Francisco in New Jersey. 888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.